Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers getting set for game 4 of 6 with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. First pitch scheduled for 6:35. As always on Fridays, it's time for today's pregame interview with the manager, Mike Guerrero. Skip, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
A big-time win last night, 8 unanswered runs. There were a ton of extra base hits late and a ton of offense late. How fun was that for you to watch?
Well, that's what we've been working right from the get-go. I think some of the guys are starting to click, and we're looking forward to a really good second half.
How fun is that, too, to see that sort of click with guys as we're heading towards Game 80 and Game 90 of the season?
Well, some people take a little longer than others. We got to remind ourselves that we got really young guys, and at times, they go through adversity, and it's important. If they struggle here and they're able to overcome our adversity, now they have that experience when they get to the big league. If they go through a rough patch, they know how to get out of it.
You talk about the growth from a really young team this year. What has impressed you the most about their growth throughout this year?
I think the ability to go out there on an everyday basis, and even when they're not having a good day, we're pushing them, and they're answering the call.
Talking about things starting to click, Xavier Warren's had a real big week. 4 hits, all 4 have gone for extra bases, and 2 big-time home runs. What's impressed you the most about him this week?
He's been working with Chucky, and, we're glad that things are starting to click and coming around. We do believe that he has the talent to do it, and, hopefully it continues into the second half. He's a big part of our lineup.
And especially for Xavier, how much does it help him confidence-wise instead of hitting the ball hard and it being at people to finally get some of those hard-hit balls to fall?
I think, the water will come back to the level, and, sometimes you hit the ball hard and it's right at people. Sometimes you hit it softer and it goes through. So you just got to continue. I think it works. Everything works in your mind, where you have to continue to get some momentum and be passionate about it and be confident, and you will have bad days in baseball, but if you continue plugging along, you will turn some of those bad days into good ones.
Well, talking about a lot of good days, Freddy Zamora has stacked good day after good day after good day at the ballpark. Rides into today with an 11-game hit streak with some real good defense, too. How much have you enjoyed watching Freddy's last couple weeks of the plate?
Well, it's awesome. We've been working a lot, and, we're glad that it's turning into performance, and that confidence, help the confidence. When you go out there and play with confidence, it's a total different ball game, and it's showing up.
You talk about the infield work. It's sitting right next to me, the little red machine, the slider 360 that you've been using with the guys all year long. How much has this helped your tutelage of defensive work with guys?
Well, it helps me because we can change the bounce of the ball, and it helps the footwork. It helps their first step movement, and it helps so many different ways on this stuff that a good infielder needs to have, and it's helping shaping the into a good infielder.
Especially this week, too. That has to be especially important, playing on turf with the ball bouncing a little differently than it does back in Biloxi.
Well, the infield down here is playing really good. The dirt and the turf is settled and is actually playing pretty good, and a little quick, but we like it quick. In the big league, the baseball is quicker, so you have to prepare. That shows you where you need to be to get to the big league, and that sharpen you up.
Speaking of the big league, Jefferson Caro and Jackson Churio both flew out this morning to go out to Seattle to participate in the MLB All-Stars Futures game that is tomorrow night. How excited are you to watch the two of them shine on one of the biggest stages in minor league baseball tomorrow night?
Well, those two are going to meet up with a lot of the best talent in the minor leagues. Hopefully those guys shine the right way, and, they do have a lot of talent, and, that should be a lot of motivation for them, a little taste to be treated like a big leaguer during your minor league season. So, it's I'm really happy for them, and hopefully they come back, recharge from that for the future All-Star, and come back ready to for the second half.
Well, Skip, thanks so much as always.
Okay, thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos at 6:35.